enough.
Well, is there ever that referring to the land?
Yeah.
Can you call that little knob?
You can say up on that, I heard him say on that little knob out there in the woods.
They talk about the little knob, aren't they? Little knob thing.
Knob.
Okay, that's what we wanted you to say, knob. What do you call it if it is very large, much higher than a hill?
That's the mountain.
Right. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharply. What are those called? Real rocky side. You can stand on one side and look straight high up the...
Well, there's several of them, but I don't really know what it's called.
You can get up there on top, you fall off the...
Straight down.
Yeah, what is that? It's a big high...
It's a cliff.
Right. And what's more than one of them called? If one of them's a cliff, what if you have several of them? How can you pluralize it?
I'm stunned at
that. How do you make... Well, you know, if one of them's a cliff, if you have some all along there, there's several
cliffs.
All right, that's pluralizing it. Maybe more. Okay, up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call it a what in the mountains?
Valley.
Well, it's still up in the mountains. It won't be down here in the valley. Up there in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place. In other words, the road goes up and down the mountain, but there's a low place going through there.
I don't know.
It says notch here, but I never heard tall notch. Have you heard tall notch? I haven't been in the hills now. What? Sway. A sway?
Sway.
Sway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the gap or clove or pass here.
Yeah.
Swag would not have
yeah.
Swag use some.
You could say it's a swag in the road.
Yeah, I think they do use that word in this area. Where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded, what do you call that place?
A depot? No, a port.
Where boats stop, they come in, they stop, and freight is loaded and unloaded. What do you call that, where the boats come in? Just small boats, not very big ship loads.
It's
what's
landing.
That? Landing what? Landing.
Boat landing.
Boat landing, okay.
Boat landing.
That's boat landing. What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Waterfall?
That's it. What is a kind of white, hard paved road like city sidewalks?
Cement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cement road. What do you call most of the important roads around here?
Blacktop.
All right. What are they made out of?
Asphalt.
Asphalt. Okay. A little road that goes off the main road. What do you call that?
Dirt road.
Yeah, but it's not talking about construction. What else did you call it?
That's a country road.
All right. Neighborhood road or country road. And gravel road has got it here, but you said dirt road has got that answer to it. Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff going down to the man's house. What do you call that little turnoff down to the house?
A lane.
All right. And what about the track you drive your cattle down when you carry them to a pasture? Is that the same lane or is it different?
I think it's
the same. If it is... If it's a big plantation with a long tree-lined pathway leading up to the entrance, what do you call that road?
I'd call it a lane.
Yeah, those are lanes, I think.
Uh-huh.
Something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
Right. If you are walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick her up and throw?
Rock.
Or a stone or something. What would you say you did with it?
Threw it at the dog.
What might a bad boy throw at a dog?
A rock.
And you say he flanked a stone at the dog. What would you say he did?
He hit the dog.
Yeah, but before he hit it, he did what?